Hello, my name is Carolyn Smith, and I'm the Community Outreach Coordinator at the Silver City Food Co-op. And now I am host at the GMCR Gila Members Community Radio new show called Community Spotlight. And through my work at the co-op, I've met and talked with many of our community leaders, and I've learned about so much of the amazing work being done by local organizations who strive and succeed to make Grant County a better place for all of us to live in. So the purpose of this show is to spotlight one of these organizations and to get the word out to more people about all the important work they're doing for our community. Today I have Claire Catlett with me, and she is currently working at the Gila Resources Information Project. Hi Claire, how are you doing?
Good, thanks Carolyn.
Thank you for being on our show.
My pleasure.
So you're working for GRIP, which is the acronym for Gila Resources Information Project, and could you tell me a little bit about the work you're doing here?
Yes, I work as an Office of Surface Mining, VISTA, which is a volunteer in service to America. I've committed myself to a year of community service through the AmeriCorps program, through this project with OSM VISTA. And I work specifically for a group called the Western Hard Rock Watershed Team, which is a Colorado and New Mexico-based group of VISTA organizations that are associated with environmental nonprofits, mostly in mining areas that have been affected detrimentally, both economically and environmentally, by the activities of mining. And so this project of the Western Hard Rock Watershed Team is dedicated to relieving poverty and environmental degradation in these mining communities.
Wow, that's quite a lot.
It is. And, you know, it's funny because I work with a big team of many different organizations, and all my VISTAs that I work with live in places all over Colorado and all over New Mexico, and all of us work on completely different projects. You know, there's so many different communities and different varieties of environmental work that should be done specific to these communities and their environmental issues.
So do all these different VISTA groups get together and meet to talk about the work that you're each individually doing in the different communities?
We do. We have conferences together and attend other government conferences. For example, I went to an abandoned minelands conference last month and presented on our Boston Hill and the reclamation work and safety reclamation work that'll be done there this coming year. And so we do have conferences and meetings regularly and staff trainings. So, yes.
Could you tell us a little bit about the work that's going to be done up on Boston Hill?
Yeah, it's exciting stuff. When I was at this conference, I was able to pull the knowledge from the local expert of Joseph Jindun and his stories about his work to get Boston Hill to what it looks like today as Silver City's first and still only trail and open space system. And so my presentation focused on the community spirit that's really pulled Boston Hill together. And so why has the Abandoned Minelands program focused on Boston Hill this year is because of that spirit, and they want to do more public outreach and community partnerships. And they think Boston Hill is a very good opportunity for the Abandoned Minelands program to extend itself that way. And also, many of us that hike and ride our bikes on Boston Hill know that there are some safety features that could be improved. There are several places like the legal tinder mine that, you know, some studies should probably be done in engineering studies to examine the real safety of these features. Yeah,
I know. I when I first moved here, it had just become an open space, and there were still cattle up there, and there were still fences. Mm-hmm. And I actually met a BLM official who was going around doing some survey of, I guess BLM owned some land up there as well. And he was saying that one of the biggest problems with open mines, the safety factor, mm-hmm. is huge, that more people actually are killed in accidents
right.
in abandoned mines than, you know, just about any other type of accident on public lands.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was a big concern of his at the time. So
right. You know, it's interesting. The Abandoned Minelands motto is stay out, stay alive, which speaks to what you just said. But, you know, Joseph Jindun never liked that motto. He always thought that mines were opportunities for communities to respond culturally through the arts and recreations and other programs through education, et cetera. And a motto like Stay Out, Stay Alive is no way to engage your community and preservation and cultural areas such as historic mining areas.
Mm-hmm. And one of the things I like about being out west is you have to use common sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's not someone, you know, basically safeguarding your every move. There's not railings, there's not, you
right.
know, signs, there's not fences telling you to beware, to watch out. You have to
right.
use your own common sense and take care of your own safety,
mm-hmm.
and then you're able to see the different things and be able to experience a lot
right.
of different aspects of our environment, both man-made and, you know, natural, and not be kept out because
right.
of fear of, you know, safety issues.
Right. And to be honest, the Band of Mine Lands program doesn't want it to be this barricaded, blocked up, or blown up, you know, situation on Boston Hill. They want it to be a place where the community puts the input in, like, you know, we love the label Tinder Mine, like, keep some access, public access, but at the same time balancing that with, like, only the safest parts should be, you know, open to the public kind
mm-hmm.
of thing. And what, you know, discussing where animal habitats are is a priority. And so having the opportunity to have the community again respond, maybe the people in the Audubon Society here would know where the bird habitats are and the bat habitats, and getting that input so that we can make Boston Hill the best safety and reclamation zone, you know, that is not just a keep out, stay alive situation, but a really more diverse and multifaceted approach.
It is really great having that open space here.
It is. I love it.
It's right in my backyard, and I appreciate it every day. So mm-hmm. thank you for helping with that whole project.
Oh, it's very fun. I go running every day up there, and, you know, I love that place. And I'm just like everyone else that I think really wants to preserve it for what it's worth and what it is now and not have it change dramatically just because of this AML project.
And you're also working, I hear, with the San Vicente Creek. Could you talk a little bit about the work that you're doing there and what organization you're involved in with that?
Sure. I work with the Silver City Watershed Keepers Group, mostly, and a lot of the work I do at the San Vicente. And that is a group with GRIP. So the Gila Resources Information Project runs the Silver City Watershed Keepers. And we started it with the VISTA program. It really ties together the watershed element of our community, and really the health of our community depends on our watershed. And so Silver City Watershed, you know, is made of the Pinos Altos, Silva, and now they all flow together into the San Vicente Creek. So the Watershed Keeper's goal is to objectively keep track of the scientific data from water monitoring the health of our creek so that the community can be connected through science and water quality, but also hands-on in a way that, you know, we invite students to come out, we invite retirees, we invite professionals, like anyone can come to the Watershed Keepers. It's really a citizens group, and we want there to be, I think, fundamentally, the problem with water detriments and when things start to look poor in your watershed, it's because of a lack of ownership. And so what we really hope with the Watershed Keepers is to give the community back that sense of ownership by giving them the tools they need to track their watershed's health.
And how is the watershed doing right now?
It's all right. there's water in it. And, you know, it is pretty good. And mostly the health concerns that we have are, it is listed as an impaired stream in New Mexico now. That just recently was this year. It was added. And that is because of E. coli and nutrients, and that is probably because of runoff and erosion issues, especially from our storm drains. And so we should manage pet waste and trash, really. Those are the two things that really cause the most impairment to the creek right now. Mm-hmm.
And so, and is there any kind of pollution coming from the mines in the watershed that you've detected, or is it mostly what you were just saying, just from runoff from, you know, human civilization?
Right. You know, it's interesting. There's the San Vicente tailings pile, and that was a project that Allison with GRIP and the VISTA program, and the VISTA before me, Dan, worked very hard on was, and Regina too. But they both worked together with GRIP to in the town of Silver City to negotiate the cleanup of the mine, or the old mine's tailings piles there. And luckily, they are getting cleaned in the coming year through a settlement that we got through the Office of Natural Resources trustee in Freeport-McMoRan. And hopefully that impairment will disappear. And so to answer your question, yes, you know, those old tailings piles do impact the stream, although, you know, how much is kind of hard to tell at times. There's probably more toxicity up on the piles themselves where water collects, but as far as how often it really rains enough to wash that into the creek is so irregular that it's almost impossible for us to really measure. But due to its vicinity, the New Mexico Environment Department had recognized it as a threat to the watershed's health, for sure.
So will they just be physically removing the tailings from the area? Mm-hmm. Is that the plan?
Yeah, they'll be taking them to the Tyrone mines through the settlement with Freeport. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And at the Tyrone mines, I know they've been doing some covering with a Gila conglomerate material,
right,
to and reseeding to grasses.
Right, so they're monitored by a whole other set of standards for environmental, you know, safety and control. And so they have their own, you know, EPA regulations on how to keep those tailings at the bigger mines much cleaner. And so it's much safer there than it is where it is now, because it's not regulated at all and it's nothing's happening. And it only gets worse, you know, over time as it erodes even deeper into the groundwater.
Well, thank you for bringing this to the attention of those that can actually do something about it. And it sounds like there's a plan in place. So
right,
that's,
yeah,
really good news.
Well, thanks to all the hard work of GRIP and Allison over the last year. We've got the settlement in place and it will happen in the next year.
Great. And what are some of the other projects you'll be working on in the upcoming months?
There's so many.
Well, pick
I'll
one.
Pick my top one. I really like working with the Grant County Trails Group. I do a lot. I'm their chairperson, but I do a lot of outreach with them. And right now we're discussing, you know, a longer-term goal for redesigning it as a more interconnected and diverse trails group. We find here in Silver City, we have a very dedicated and passionate group of trails enthusiasts, but unfortunately, that hasn't changed. And we were looking to expand to new audiences. Specifically, we want to reach out to young families in our community. And through that mission, we were going to seek school participants and design programs and fundraisers and events that really grab families and school children, school-aged children. Because Grant County is unfortunately an obese county, and especially among children, there is a high percentage of obese children. Engaging youth and young families should be a priority, and we really need to switch gears and expand our audience if we want to be taken seriously as far as pursuing grant opportunities and extending our trails services throughout the whole county, not just Silver City.
Mm-hmm. I hear that 1 in 3 children in Grant County now are considered obese.
Yeah, it's very unfortunate, and I know you do a lot of work at the co-op, I'm sure, and with the many organizations are working on this, especially the Healthy Kids, Healthy Communities program, and they're great partners with our Grant County Trails group right now as far as pursuing, you know, the expansion of trails and more serious tones of how we can get good things done for Grant County.
Well, it sounds like a topic for another community spotlight show.
Yep.
Thank you for being here, Claire. I really appreciate you taking the time to let our community know all the work that you're doing here in our community.
Well, again, my pleasure, and thanks for letting me be a part of your community.
Well, that concludes another community spotlight brought to you by the Gila Members Community Radio. Thank you, and I hope you will join me again the next time when we bring yet another amazing person and group into the radio station. Thank you.